Welcome to the Spiritual Rebel Podcast, your unapologetic guide to breaking free from societal and religious programming and stepping boldly into your next level of brilliance. Hosted by Mahima, an international best-selling author and transformational leader who blends profound spiritual wisdom and grounded self-mastery. For over three decades, Mahima has guided thousands to create massive success while reconnecting with their divine selves and manifesting lives filled with joy, love, and purpose. She shared the stage with icons like Sir Richard Branson, Les Brown, and Lisa Nichols. Get ready to embrace insights that inspire, challenge, and empower. Here's today's transformative episode.
Spiritual unity for humanity. That is what drives my passion every single day. That is what I feel my calling and my purpose is. Welcome to another episode of the Spiritual Rebel Podcast, which I created to give myself a voice to be able to express some ideas that I know are controversial, but are so needed in the world today. Spirituality, as I see it, has not been developing along with all the other things that develop in the world. We have developed cars that drive completely differently. We have developed mobile phones that can do miraculous things. We have developed agriculture, medicine. We've developed on every single level that you can think about. But when it comes to our spiritual development, somewhere, somehow, we got stuck. And stuck in old ideas, stuck in old philosophies, stuck in old books. And I'm here to question, to help humanity, to help anyone that feels like we are becoming insane, okay? As a human race, we're not moving to become smarter and smarter. On one hand, it looks that way because we're able to do smart things with technology. But when it comes to our spirituality and our ability to connect with each other mentally and emotionally, our ability to communicate with each other in a loving and powerful way, unfortunately, we aren't operating at the level of consciousness that we need to be operating at. So I'm here to help answer the question, why? Why are humans stuck? Why aren't we moving forward spiritually? And I believe those reasons are because of the differences that we're still practicing spiritually. So we're still on different playing fields. We're still on different planets. We're still in different rooms. Yeah. We're still doing our connection to our divine self from different perspectives. And you might say, yes, but that's what makes us human, that we have different perspectives on this, that, and the other. So we have different religions, right? We have different religions so people can practice their different spirituality. The problem with that is that it is not moving us forward to grow together spiritually, right? So what that means is that we still don't really communicate with each other in the most important language that we need to communicate with each other in, right? So is it important that we can communicate about medicine, about geography, about math, that we have that language, that intelligence, that wisdom that we can communicate together in? Yes, but we also need to be connecting and communicating with each other spiritually, holistically, from another place, from a soulful place, from the heart, from a different wisdom and intelligence. But if we do not find a way to grow and go beyond religion, right, to find ways of connecting to a bigger conversation that allows us to take ownership of what isn't working. So, as I've already mentioned so many times in this podcast, I'm brought up as a Roman Catholic, right? And there are many things that weren't healthy for me as a young child being brought into that religious spiritual framework. Some things, there are of course some good things inside of those frameworks, but some of the things actually led me to become more fearful, more lost, full of guilt, shame. Just one simple idea, for example, that I can take is the idea that we're all sinners, right? That we're all born with sin, and that someone important has died for our sins, right? And so that already, as a framework, you feel bad, you feel guilty, you feel unworthy that this person, important person, right, first of all, got killed in a brutal way, because as humans, we couldn't come together to respect and honor our differences. We weren't able to have our conversations, yes, that led us to be able to live more peacefully and more in harmony with each other's thoughts and ideas, to the point where a very important person was losing their life because people didn't agree with his philosophy. And the problem with that is that what happened there is still happening now in the world today, right? So these behaviors of taking a stand in a corner and saying, well, I stand for this, which is different from what you stand for, and therefore we can't really stand together because we need to stand apart because there's a very fundamental difference in what we both believe. That is why I think it's important for us to evolve spiritually so that we can start finding spiritual meeting points, find things in our spiritual philosophy that we can come together on. So ultimately, what I'm really looking to do is to form a movement in the world that helps spiritual development, that helps people to truly find a way of connecting to each other spiritually. So we don't have to say, well, this is my religion, well, this is my culture, well, this is how we do things. That idea, those ways of thinking, there is some goodness in it because, of course, it is beautiful that we have diversity on planet Earth and that we're not all the same. But there is also part of that that is extremely toxic and will not allow growth. So another problem with these religious positions is that young kids are being taught some of these ideas. And as I said, for myself, and I can just tell about my story and not just my story, I have been doing personal growth for 30 years and I have met very broken people that have been coming from highly religious families. So what I'm saying is not just my experience. It is what I have experienced across the board, whether you're talking about Muslim, Jewish, Christianity, any type of religion where it's very strict and people are very much like, this is what we practice, this is our faith, this is what we believe, and they have very strong feelings about their beliefs and what they think is right and what they think isn't right, and then they want their kids to fall in line with those beliefs and behave in a certain way. And again, I can just return back to my story. It was detrimental to my mental and emotional well-being. Having people around me that were literally forcing ideas into me that at one point during my teenage time when I started to be able to think for myself, these ideas felt wrong. Not only did they feel wrong just for the ideas themselves, I also saw the effect of all the people in my life that were practicing these ideas very extensively in a very serious and intense way, in a strict way, having to pray before eating, pray before sleeping, follow the rules as guided, and so forth and so on. The people that were doing this were living in pain, living in poverty, living in sadness, living in ways of, they would tell you themselves, right? A difficult life, a challenging life, a not good life, a hard life. And that, you could say, is the reason why people continue to follow these practices, because there's some form of hope, right? That's given. It gives you some form of hope. So it's like you could say, well, it's better than having nothing to believe in. But think about it. If some of the ideas need evolving so that we can actually start creating, because this is what I discovered after I started working on myself, with new ideas that aren't written in any scriptures, that aren't written in any holy books, that aren't written in any old writings, because we have evolved in our way of thinking, there is a possibility for humanity to start moving forward. So that this concept of, for example, having a difficult life, I've changed that. I have stopped the generational curse of poverty in my family by choosing a new way of thinking about the divine aspect of myself, by letting go of religious practices or religious beliefs that weren't serving me to connect with my higher and divine self, that weren't serving me in being able to truly create a life that feels like heaven on earth, that feels ecstatically beautiful, not just because of the connection of being actually to really actually able to connect with your divine self, but also the miracles and the magic that you're able to create in the terms of wealth, of relationships, of adventures, of a life that truly reflects the divinity that is within you. And across the board, I was in Africa, and I may have said this on my last podcast, I may have to keep repeating this. I saw so much poverty, and yet there were rows and rows of churches. Almost on every corner, there was a new church being built, right? But those churches that are full of people, people that go back to poverty, yes? People that go back to lack of education, lack of getting medicine that they need, lack of abundance. That is why I'm here, to be that person that dares to ask the question, why aren't we growing together spiritually? Why are we still on different camps? Instead of finding a spiritual language of unity, we all know that that language is love. We all know that that language is opening up to feel and connect to that energy. We all know that that language is love, opening up and connecting to that divinity within yourself, and being able to have it be nameless, formless, to have those philosophies be lived through each human spirit and through the example that you walk, talk, and breathe with. We create the teachings, we create the concepts, we create the ideas. And with this way of thinking, we would be able to create a new spiritual movement that would be able to bring Muslims, Hindus, Christians under the same roof to connect spiritually. Because it's one thing for us to come under the same roof and to connect intellectually, right? To connect with our minds, to connect with our ideas about what we've read in books or what, you know, we study in the mind level. But inside of the divine spiritual level, it is beyond mind. It is beyond differences. It actually allows us to understand each other energetically. When you understand someone energetically, you don't need words to explain, I see you, I feel you, I hear you, I love you. That person will feel safe inside of your presence. You will feel safe inside of your presence. You will feel safe in front of that person in their presence. That is what I've seen on the spiritual journey of teaching evolved transformational education. When people come into their heart, the idea of differences disappears completely. The idea that there is anything other than that shared experience of heart, of opening, of love, of connection. And if we could stay there and start teaching kids, giving them that education, we would be able to start coming together for completely different types of conversation. The conversations right now, political conversations, conversations that are important, there's a lot of yelling. There's a lot of screaming. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of rage. There's a lot of disagreement because we're not evolving together spiritually. Spirituality isn't about what's written somewhere. It's about the living, walking, talking, breathing example of those teachings, right? So if we could find a way to commune together in our spiritual language, in a spiritual language, it would require us to literally come together, leave the past behind, and imagine a future that has a completely different spiritual land. We would need to be able to imagine a future where we've let go of old spiritual concepts and ideas, and we've embraced new ideas that bond us and that connect us and that allow us to come together. The same way we bonded in developing the human mind through education, through books, through reading, writing, learning, right? I feel like the world has bonded in the concept of mind education. And now it's time for us to bond in the concept of spiritual education. And then we're going to take that information, that new language, new creation, and we're going to implement it in every single school so that from a young age, kids are learning how to bond with each other virtually. That would require a huge shift from adults away from what's known and willing to be explorers, to be seekers of the new pathway for humanity. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that's listening to this that are like, yes, 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 I want to be part of this movement. I also know that there's a lot of people that are like, what the freaky fuck is this crazy woman talking about? This is the most insane thing I've heard in a long, long time. And no, 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 no. Honestly, I'm scared of those people that disagree with what I'm saying. But I know that there have been people who have had the courage to speak up their ideas, even while many disagreed. So I take inspiration from those people to create a movement, a forward movement for humanity, so that we can stop the insanity that is what religious institutions are creating, mostly creating in humans. And in case you have any doubt about what I just said, please take a look at the history and the fact. We've had this wisdom in our hands for centuries. For centuries, there have been killing. There have been wars. We are still building weapons of mass destruction. And as I speak right now, there are still wars. 2025. And we have not evolved spiritually enough to come together and find peace, to connect with our humanity and find solutions, non-violent solutions that allow us to keep growing and keep moving forward. So that's my argument. Look at the reality of what has happened. You don't need to agree with me. but don't disagree with history. Okay. Now, some people might say we're becoming more peaceful than ever, right? Like as a whole, you could look at it that way. As far as I see it, we are quantum leaps away from the level of spiritual development that we need to be for us to save planet Earth, because let's face it, we're destroying this place with our lack of spiritual evolvement and evolution, because as evolved beings, we would not be producing the level of waste that we're producing on this planet. We would not be polluting the oceans and doing all of these awful things that we're doing to the planet. As more evolved beings, we would be more in harmony with nature and with each other, and we would figure out a way how to bring the spiritual and material world into a healthy dance that is productive and that is moving us forward, right? The reality is that's not what we have. Yes. The reality is that the spiritual and the material world do not meet at all, right? And that's our problem. That's exactly the problem. So in tables where we need this beautiful conversation of spiritual development, the conversation isn't there. The conversation sticks on material owning. This is mine. This is yours. This has been mine and now I want it back. So it stays on 3D level, but doesn't raise to a humanity spiritual level. And that's why we don't meet. And that's why we don't solve the problems. We go on fighting, 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 fighting. And that will continue until we're ready to wake up. What's the solution to all of this? The solution is to find more people that understand the impact of lack of spiritual development on humanity. So if we can get together, if those people that get it, that are like, yes, I understand this, and now I want to be part of the movement that creates that change, so that in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, we are educating humans differently. So instead of them only getting mind education, they're going to get spiritual education, but a united spiritual education, an education on how to be an extraordinary human. I look forward to that. I may not have enough time in my body to see the full dream that I have come alive. But as long as I'm in this body, I'm going to keep on being an advocate for a united spiritual front, an evolved spiritual front, where we're able to leave old ideas behind and really examine the toxic nature of some of these ideas that have crippled our progress as men and women together, as humans and Mother Earth together, as humans and animals coexisting in the same space, right? So that's what this is about. This is about that evolution. This is about being brave and stepping forward and saying, I'm ready to be a spiritual leader. I'm ready to question what I've been taught, question its effects on me, tell my story, right? Because I know a lot of you out there have stories about how the religious backgrounds that you come from have actually caused you to experience loads of limitations versus connection to your divine self, evolution, a stronger version of yourself. Now, some people, even with some parts of those negative training or ideas, still manage to evolve themselves. So, because there is some goodness in the message, I'm saying let's take the goodness part and let's get rid of the other stuff. And then let's form new concepts, a kind of umbrella like we did in the education system. Yeah, that everyone will get taught this. That's my idea. Please tell me what you guys are thinking, okay? I don't need you to agree with me, but I want you to be in the conversation. I want you to be in the conversation of humans getting better, humans improving. And we are desperate, okay? And especially with AI coming up and kind of taking over in a way, Right? We're even more disconnected from each other. We stare at our screens all the time. I've seen people having dinner parties where everyone is just staring at their mobile and they're supposed to be having dinner. We don't even know how to connect anymore. And so that is why it's so important to do this now, yes, to get this next level of human evolution, spiritual evolution, so that humans can stay connected to what makes us human. Love, laughter, connecting with others in playfulness, in peace, in creativity, and very importantly, in abundance. More people need to be experiencing the abundance of their birthright. When you connect to your divine self in a true and honest way, that comes with abundance, also financial abundance. And because a lot of these teachings don't have that evolved aspect, that is why you'll find so many people not creating the financial abundance they deserve because of what I said earlier, the toxic part of the teaching. So I am super happy to have spent this time with you today. I look forward to more powerful conversations and I look forward to read your comments. The Spiritual Rebel podcast is a platform to talk about everything to do with humans developing together spiritually. I invite your conversation. I look forward to hearing from you, but speak from your heart and be open to learn. I will continue to be open to learn and open to keep evolving as well. Let's do this together. So much love.
You've been listening to the Spiritual Rebel Podcast, your unapologetic guide to breaking free and stepping boldly into your brilliance. Mahima's mission is to help you reconnect with your divine self, create massive success, and manifest a life filled with joy, love, and purpose. If today's insights inspired you, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I invite you to join Mahima on YouTube to share your thoughts, ask questions, and be part of the conversation. Until next time, trust your journey, embrace your power, and live unapologetically.